Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the tribal chief of the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe, Chief Ron Ekdahl. Ron, how are you today?
Doing very well.
Glad to have you on the program with us. Now, how long have you been the tribal chief, Ron?
I was elected tribal chief on December 5th of 2017. But I served on the, 2 years on the previous term under Chief Frank Cloutier, for 2 years prior to being elected tribal chief.
All right. Since you've been elected, busy agenda for both casinos, Soaring Eagle and Saginaw Eagle. Let's start off with what's happening at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant. You guys have been doing a lot of work over there, haven't you?
Yeah, so we are, obviously we have our great lineup of entertainment and all the things that we do there, so we are coming to the end of our outdoor entertainment venues, our concerts and comedy shows that we have out there. We also have a large renovation project going on the gaming floor. We contracted with i5 Design to refurbish some of the areas in our gaming floor that included Kids Quest and Cyber Quest. High stakes area, a brand new poker room, a brand new true non-smoking section that's closed off from the rest of the gaming floor, and very excited to cut the ribbon on our brand new Ascend Bar and sports bar and nightclub, this Friday for that grand opening, and then as well as our entertainment hall is under construction and will be unveiled soon.
Wow, yeah, you guys have been doing a lot over there. It's a beautiful resort as it is to see a show and to do some gambling at the Mount Pleasant location. Then, we've talked in the past about what's happening over at Saginaw Eagles Landing Casino in Standish. You guys got the big hotel complex in construction right now.
Yeah, we're very excited to make that investment into the region over in Saginaw, 148-room hotel tower with expanded gaming floor at Saginaw Eagles Landing, and just a unique opportunity. I think it's going to be a great for the community. I think it's going to be a great draw to our east side of the state. Bringing tourism and added traffic flow and amenities and accommodations for folks to visit that side of the state.
And not just that, but you're bringing jobs to both of those areas too.
True, we are bringing 160 jobs to Saginaw with the addition of the hotel. So we're in the process of recruiting and hiring. So if you're interested in working for Soaring Eagle Properties or Saginaw Eagles Landing, please seek out those opportunities. We need to have a well-trained staff and be fully staffed. We're looking to start taking reservations in April, and we're on track to have that property up and running in fall of 2019.
That's amazing. But closer to the present, coming up Friday, you guys are going to have that ribbon cutting on the Ascend, the sports bar and nightclub there. Now, that's going to be at 3 o'clock. Is everyone welcome to come out to that?
Yes, that's open to the public. So that's our grand opening with a VIP reception to follow. So if you're a VIP player, please be in attendance for that. I believe on the 1st is our VIP reception. The 31st is open for our tribal members to come and to get a walkthrough of that property and to see the investment that the leadership has made into the Soaring Eagle. We're very excited to open this new amenity. I think it's unique to our area. It really shows a investment into our patrons and wanting to give them added amenities and more opportunities to come and stay and play and have fun husbands to get out on the gaming floor, the wives to go enjoy a night out and dance and do all those kinds of things. So we're really excited for that added amenity.
Boy, no doubt. Exciting times for Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant and for Saginaw Eagles Landing Casino in Standish. Tribal Chief Ron Ekdahl. Ron, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we get the chance to catch up with you again in the near future to talk more about what's happening with Soaring Eagle and Saginaw Eagle. But thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time. And if you're in the area, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to get together again.